crotchety Wolf, the lovable, huggable Hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Come around. All right, we are wrapping up for today, and as fate would have it, we've got time for both a nice mix and mingle and a two-minute drill.
Sometimes he works in mysterious ways.
Indeed. That is Big Dick Hunter there.
Hi, hey, man. How's it going?
How are you?
Great, great. So we'll be at Hooters in Louisville tonight for the Dallas Desperados Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Will McClay coached the team so well they had to fire the Philadelphia coach after the
Mike
game.
Mike Trigg?
They fired him.
He's a big fat guy.
Yeah. So they got to find him a new big fat guy.
You know what? I feel sorry for anybody in that Philadelphia organization.
You got to answer to Bon Jovi.
Well, because Bon Jovi, he is, whatever he wants, he just assumes he can get it. Like he wanted Tony Graziano, had to have him. And they overpaid for that guy, and he thinks they ought to be winning.
He's not a football man.
No.
But you got him in charge of socks and jocks, mm-hmm. as Ray Stone says. That's the problem up there. So we'll talk about that for an hour. And then somewhere along the way, we might work in a film review because early today, way earlier than I normally get up, I found myself in a darkened movie theater alongside a friend of yours, Big Bob Wolanski from the Dallas Observer. And we were watching a documentary on a film that once upon a time starred Harry Reams, Deep Throat. I recommend that. That's opening at the Magnolia if you want to pass that along to any film guy for the weekend.
Deep Throat is playing at the
documentary on Deep Throat. But you do see actual scenes. You can't get in if you're under 18.
Well, I've seen it already.
Ooh, what'd you think?
It was okay.
All right.
It was okay.
Where'd you see it?
I saw it at Sundance.
Oh,
where do you think I saw it?
I was at the Magnolia or Angelica.
Sure, if I was going to see it at a theater, but I saw it at Sundance.
I wasn't thinking about you being at
Sundance. By the way, I know you don't like me, indie film guy, but I was wondering, I'm thinking about going to see a movie.
No, you brute.
I know, I'm a brute, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it, because I respect you as a movie man.
Well, what is it?
It's the new Will Smith movie, Hitch. I'm thinking about going to see it.
Okay, you go see it if you want to.
Well, what do you think about it? I mean, have you seen it?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Why?
I'm not going to see that.
That what?
You know what? That word I can't say anymore.
Oh, they censored indie film guy. There's a visual that comes along with this. I'm thinking of going to the first theater that puts out the winner of that best documentary, Born into Brothels, that won the Academy Award. Would you recommend that?
No, I've seen that. It's
Is that okay.
okay? It's okay.
Did you see Fahrenheit 9/11?
Yeah, it's not Fahrenheit. Film. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by Texas Land and Cattle. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words...
Michael's wiener.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Michael's wiener is a shriveled little piece of crap. But anyways, Grego, I love you.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Okay.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Michael's wiener. I like that fart drop where the kind of go, huh? Kind of like he's squeezing it right at the end, just kind of twisting his butt around.
You're on the two-minute drill, go. You're on the two-minute drill, go.
Oh.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word, go.
Michael's wiener needs Viagra. Call it a snake.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Justin Neely, Barb Smith, and On the Road Ken Calking. Now, also thanks to Billy Gillespie for joining us today. Stay tuned. The top 10 comes up next. That'll be followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We will return tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hard Line. Until then, everyone enjoy the Searchers and stay hard. Keep jamming and we'll see you.
This is The Ticket.